Wow, what a crowd. It's actually quite humbling to be standing in front of you here. And thank you, Michal, by the way, for talking about healthcare. So, or not. It'll work, guys, come on. All right, my name's Ralph Sakowitz. This is Mateusz Kierepka. He's the founder and chief executive of MedApp. I'm the smallest guy in the company. I'm the chairman of the supervisory board. Mateusz actually right now is putting on the Hollands device part of our product and business offering. And really what I'd like to share with you today is our passion, our life, the thing that makes us tick, the thing that really makes us enthusiastic. So let me tell you the story of MedApp. We started out under a completely different name. Our name was FunApp. We were making online entertainment. And at a certain point, I have to say, this guy who is the mad scientist in our company, and I'll describe that later a little bit in more detail, and he truly is, said, you know what, fun is fun, but I need to save lives. And so we have changed into MedApp, a company that is dedicated towards saving lives, towards helping people. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Or not. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Our applications basically are based on the Microsoft Azure infrastructure. We build, deploy, develop, manage applications using that infrastructure. We use the Microsoft Global Managed Data Center to deploy our solutions and our services. It's actually extremely convenient to us because that way we focus on building versus trying to, you know, manage a colo somewhere. Our base product is interesting. We basically work with patient-generated data. Mainly, we're looking at cardiac health. We're adding new products to that, but our main focus is cardiac health. And basically what we do is we are able to understand your heart function remotely in real time, relay that heart function to our algorithms, understand any ailment, inform you about it in real time. We're currently developing and are fascinated about the fact that we're developing an artificial intelligence feature which will allow us to predict any type of heart ailment within a reasonable period of time. When I say reasonable period, we're talking a week, perhaps at the end of this year, 2 weeks. Now imagine this, you have a heart attack, hopefully you won't, but say, you know, happens to us all sometimes. You have a heart attack. What happens right now? Hopefully you survive and you call the ambulance. The ambulance comes, or you know, you get a helicopter, they shift you to the hospital, they try to manage your situation, but at this point it's critical. What we're creating is a complete paradigm shift. We're moving reactive healthcare to proactive healthcare. We are going to be able to tell you, listen, Bob, you are about to have a heart attack within 2 weeks. You need to go to a hospital. Now, imagine that. No dramatic experiences, no bad things, nothing wrong. You just go to the hospital and they manage it. Because one thing that is important to know about heart health is it is all about detection and management. Detect early, manage symptoms, and you're surviving. So that's where we're going from there. And then based on our very simple product, very simple, of remote cardiac health monitoring, we have our Hollands solution, which also is a paradigm shift in interventional cardiology. Interventional cardiologists right now are guys who, and you know, this is interesting, we're using programming to help healthcare. Because healthcare 20 years ago even, well, it's not even say 20 years ago, 100 years ago, anesthesia was putting something on your face and dripping ether there. Right now it's all electronic space. Right now it's all code that helps people help you. This is what we all do. So our last part is we actually created an augmented reality system where we can show the heart of an individual patient moving in their chest in real time in the augmented reality environment to allow interventional cardiologists to understand what they're going to be doing with your heart. Until very recently, it was exploratory surgery. Let's open your chest and figure out what happens, right? Not good. Right now, they're analyzing flat pictures on flat screens. I mean, some of the pictures may be 3D pictures, but they're still on a flat screen. We will show you today how an interventional cardiologist right now, and this is cool as nobody's business, can take the HoloLens, look into your heart in real time, beating in your chest, understand the individual vessels, individual valves, splice your heart, look at it and say, this is what I want to do with this guy. This is becoming a science, not an art. It takes out the known. You know, I'm not really a very great code writer, but I come from the management side, and I believe in educated decision making. This allows the cardiologist to make educated decisions. So what we are doing, because we can do this in real time, and we can do this remotely, our mission is helping the global population. So as I spoke, cardiovascular diseases. You guys don't need to know this. It's really heart problems. We all are facing them one way or the other, either with our partners or with our hearts. They're the number one killer of population in the world. I mean, 17.5 million natural deaths a year occur because of heart diseases. This is 31% of all heart diseases globally. By providing remote medicine, by providing access to medicine to populations that don't have immediate access today, by enabling doctors from, let's say, Universitat Jagiellonski, which we work with, or Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, we can hook them up remotely to a patient in India. We can hook them up remotely to a patient in Mongolia, in South America, in Canada, and give the best quality healthcare at the least cost to anybody in the world in real time. We are changing the way medicine works. This is not going to be, and I'm speaking from my own experience because as opposed to Europe, in the United States, we do not have a universal healthcare system. So in the United States, healthcare is still a game for the rich. And we're changing that. So we can do that in Europe to make it more efficient. We can make it in the United States to make it more affordable. But we bring it to the people. So as I spoke previously, telemedicine, what is it all about? It's about detection and management. Right now, if you're looking at what is happening with your heart, you may have a Holter device that is being recorded. You may or may not die in that time, but let's say you have a recording of 31 days, then it comes to the doctor. The doctor actually then looks at the pictures like we have here, for hours and hours of your heart functioning and makes some kind of a diagnosis. Based on the Azure framework, we have developed a set of over 20 algorithms that allow us to automatically detect that. I'll tell you guys a real story, and this is really cool, and I nearly lost my cookies when I heard about that. I mean, that was fun. So thanks to Microsoft, we were invited to the Healthcare Information Management Society show, HIMSS, in Orlando a few weeks ago. It's a great show, 40,000 people, 1,200 exhibitors, and we were showing our solution there. And on stage, at the booth, a gentleman comes in, and we're demonstrating our solution, and we gave him an ECG, and lo and behold, the guys are calling me up, and I'm like, you got to hear this. So we were able to automatically, immediately diagnose this gentleman with atrial fibrillation. It's basically a heart murmur. He had no idea about it. He had no idea about the fact that he has heart problems. He came to a show to have a look, and we were able to tell him, you need to go to a hospital. Automatically done due to the algorithm that we have developed. So once again, look at that. You guys develop stuff that helps people. It's really serious stuff. It's important. And it's important because today's society is growing. I mean, we are on a small planet with over 7 billion people. Okay? There's more every day. The population is aging because we have different habits. our habits are getting better. We are eating healthier. We have better medicine provision. So there is more people, less doctors. The ability to supply healthcare to the population quickly in real time and make it available is a paradigm shift. And that's what Microsoft and MedUp are doing together. Us due to the development, Microsoft due to the infrastructure that we're given.
And how we can create this kind of new technology, and how we can give doctors and patients this kind of technology which change the mind and will change not only how we are using computers and how we wear these computers. This change is really huge, and I think everyone, as Lars said, can save lives. Last time when I went to some big university, we talk about possibility to change and how we can create a really impressive new technology, and everyone said, okay, this is too high, this is too tough, we cannot accomplish this situation, this is really behind us. And I said, okay, guys, think twice. For example, what would you will do if this will be your mom or your dad, daddy? What you will do? Is this situation the same as you said just a few seconds ago? If maybe you will change your mind and you switch to another possibilities. And using this kind of focus, we switch and we resolve this problem, and we manage how to create really new thinking and a new technology, and how we can switch from this thinking that this is too hard, that there is too much data, that we cannot do this because we don't have too much power, because we are not able to move to a new direction. When we say, okay, this is personal, we can do this because we can save somebody's lives. Okay, maybe this is not my father, but when we think about this as a personal thing, I think that everyone, you, me, every programmer can change how we are connecting to the doctor, how we are switching from last technology which we use and to new technology. And right now, our technology is focused on Azure because Azure gives us this power. We can move a lot of thousands of different data and connect those data. For example, we are connecting hospital integration systems, HIS and EHR systems. We are taking those data using standards like XML, HL7, SOAP, REST, this kind of standards. We are moving those data to the IoT hub, to the Azure, to Azure streaming, to machine learning systems. We are connecting medical devices exactly to IoT hub, using Bluetooth, using GSM, using Wi-Fi, using several different technologies. And we taking as many as it is possible medical data. We are transforming those data to readable format for the doctors, but we are also in real time trying to resolve and prepare those data in that format that a doctor can immediately tell you that there is some problem or everything is okay. And because, as Ralf said, we start as a fun app company which develop games, I bought this HoloLens. This is why I'm wearing it still, because I'm really fan of this technology, and I think this is this technology will change also surgery and this interventional hospital part of and how they are thinking and how they are operate. And we start thinking that there is possibility to help doctors, and we ask one of them, do you think this can change the way how you are working? And Professor Dudek just say me, give me sample, proof of concept. I give you data, but say that you have to prove that there is possibility to make this real. And we have 2 months, we prepare virtual surgery, and this virtual surgery allow this doctor to prepare real surgery faster. It was just proof of concept, 2 months. But this 2 months will give us so many possibilities and so many new directions that we know that we have to move faster, move more, give more possibilities to the doctors. And we want to show you some samples of how it is working right now.
That comes next, I think. Actually, we want to. We'll show you the samples. By the way, it's he's doing like that because like he's like a robot. I mean, who here likes Star Trek? Come on, guys. Yeah, we all know it, right? It's like Data. So anyway, the problem that we're solving with this, which is quite interesting, is we're making the life of the cardiologist. And at the end, basically, you'll hear in healthcare, there is a very important term, patient outcome. Healthcare's efficiency is managed by how well the patient outcomes wind up. Currently, in order to prepare an interventional cardiology operation, which is extremely dramatic to your body, you have a team of techs who are taking and putting together images. And it takes them, you know, up to 2 days to prepare one single procedure. 2 days is a lot of time if you look at the fact that sometimes you have to wait for a procedure for a very long time because there is no availability of surgeons. And the availability is not that perhaps there's not enough of them. It just takes so much time to prepare for it because it's a very complicated procedure. So the team then, you give the techs give the stuff to the technical term stuff, right? The stuff to the surgical team, and it takes them up to a day to look through these pictures because literally they're sitting over these flat screen pictures, look through them, and trying to figure out what is going to happen. Now we've developed this this system, which basically, first of all, based it's an artificial intelligence system based on machine learning, where we recognize the cardiovascular system within your body automatically. It's very important because that allows us to understand your chest. Your chest is one huge muscle, and so is your heart. So normally you take an MRI and you just see muscle. Our system then learns and understands how to do it automatically. So as we dramatically cut the time of preparation, we're able to, our prep time is 3 to 3,000 seconds, depending on what it is, because we also do four-dimensional models, not only three-dimensional models. Well, up to now, we were shortening it by 169,800 seconds, 2 days basically, right? So that allows the surgeon to learn what they're about to do because they're learning your individual heart. And based on that, we are allowing them to understand the measurements, which I'll describe in a second, calibrate the surgical robots, which are being used right now. So again, it becomes not an art, but a system. You can do it precisely. You can do it well. And you can only do it well if it's designed and coded and programmed well. So these are the types of operations. TAVR and TAVI, transcatheter aortic replacement. Basically, what is happening? The interventional cardiologist team has a 1.80 meter catheter that they insert through your thigh. It goes all the way through your body. It goes into your heart, and they replace your heart valve using that. How easy it is to do that, right? No big deal. 1.80 meter tube going into your heart, replacing your valve. If you can't see what you're doing, that is guessing. And they're really good guessers because they're usually effective, but we are able to change this. And we're helping the most vulnerable part of the population, which really is our mission. We are helping the old people, our parents, our grandparents, people we want to take care of. So now I want to tell you a story, because as I told you, this is the mad scientist. I'm just the, you know, I'm the really mundane guy in the company. And when was it? Half a year ago? No, a little more, right? A little more than a half a year ago, maybe a year ago. Mateusz calls me. I live in Pensacola, Florida. Mateusz calls me and says, listen, so I ordered this stuff from Microsoft, and it's going to come to your house, and next time you come out to Poland, you got to bring it out. I'm like, okay, whatever, sure. So the stuff comes in, and I open it. My son goes, cool, augmented reality. And I'm like, did we hit, I don't know, oil right now? Do we have too much money? And I said, what is this? And mad scientist goes, just trust me. So I did. Mateusz?
And this is how we start developing this new technology. And this is a first time which we are showing you our work on this in this room. We have part of our team. Jakub Kamiński is here also. He is developing this new technology which allows connect hospital integration systems and hospital systems using standards like DICOM to exactly HoloLens and real-time sending data from HoloLens to computer and in the future also to the cloud. And also we have here other our team members like Jakub Zalewski, who is working on our artificial intelligence. We have also Łukasz Kierepka, Mateusz Radecki, and other from our team. Also Michał Adamczyk, who is medical from medical department, and he is our director of technology. And using this remote player, which was invented by Microsoft just several months ago, we are able to move a lot of data from this small computer here to this computer to make this computation, which I will show you. As you can see right now, there is just dark. Yes, we see it. I will move this heart here. And right now I can see, this is what we can see here now. It is real-time, four-dimensional, moving heart. It's black and white. I will make it color. Color render. As you can see, we have heart, which is cut by the half. So I can say cut to. I can say lower quality. I can say stop. I can say cut one, cut two, cut three. And right now I can look on this heart just from this view. I can say stop rotation. Stop rotation. Okay, this is what we have to correct in this code. And because there is several things going on right now, I am talking a lot, and I am moving a lot, and I am so excited that I am moving some in some special movements which are recognized by this hardware. So what I show here, as you can see, it's still visible. It was this technology. It was just GPU calculation. How big are data in this demo? It was not so big, but when we are talking about this technology, it was in GPU. We have to have a really huge GPU because okay, memory size, which we just upload to GPU, it was just 60 megabytes, but we have to multiply it, we have to make a lot of transformation. It gives us about something like 7 giga of data, which was just transferred from this small device to this computer. and what languages we are using. We are talking that on this demo we use C++ because remoting right now is only for C++. I don't know why, but this is the stage right now. We are thinking that C#, which is the coolest technology, and I love this language, and as a CEO, right now I'm programming in Excel, but we switch from C# to, from C++ to C#, and our technology we are using C#, we are moving to C#, R, and Python, and moving to F#. We are using C#, Java, Swift, HSL, TSQL, C#, a lot of different technologies, but we are thinking that there is possibility that we can switch to one language or two languages like C# and only F#. And what we are talking right now, what we thinking?
So, well, basically, we're programming for the hearts of the people.
And we need your hearts to program for the people.
Right. You guys have been great. Thank you very much.